Are you all right? I just, No, you know what? I have to. I'm worried. You seem really off, and if something's wrong, we need to go to the doctor. If you're in pain or you're getting synaptic echoes, See, this is what I'm talking about. You're so quiet. And I mean, it's understandable. You can talk to me. You're my best friend. You don't want to talk. I think that's the first time you've ever said that to me. Because, you know, I'm the one that clams up and you're the one that. No, I haven't. Things haven't changed. Nothing has changed. They're just augments. They're not. You're still you. Is this why you've been so quiet? Because of the. Am looking at you. I'm looking right at you. And what I'm seeing is my best friend. And I'm worried about you. No, don't go. We need to talk about this because this is. You got it wrong. This. This has been a nightmare. No, listen, I need you to listen. Because it's really not what you think. It's so not what you think. You're right. I have been off. I have been avoiding you, but not not because of what's happened, not because of the augmentation, not because I see you any differently, because I don't. I could never see you any differently because. I mean, yes, because you're my best friend, but. As something else. And this is terrible timing, but let's face it, nothing about this situation is. This is just. When you had your accident, I kind of lost it. I thought you were dead and I went crazy. I went. I really don't want to tell you this, but I have to because. I went after them. I know. It was stupid. It was really fucking dumb. But I thought you were dead, and I was blind with rage, and I mean, they're a fucking corporation. This is it's all a lie. All the bullshit on the news, it's just bullshit. They are just as bad as the street gangs. They're just as bad as the cops, and they don't give a damn about. They don't give a damn about anyone. They'll sacrifice to anyone. And I thought they sacrificed you, so I wasn't thinking. I thought if I told someone that something would happen. But it turns out that everyone knew. It went all the way up the food chain. It was just business. You dying was just it was nothing to them. And when they said that, I really lost it. They tried to buy me off with death benefits. I slugged your old manager. And then they threw me out. Luckily, we were only on the third floor. And then Hugh came and found me. And he told me that you weren't dead. You were alive. Barely. And I felt so fucking shit. Because I just abandoned you. How could I do that? How could I just abandon the one I love? That's the other thing. I've been in love with you for a while. A long while. Maybe 10, 12, 13 years. And, No. Okay. This, when I look at you, I don't see the augmentations. I don't see anything. I just see you. I just see you. And you're alive. And I almost lost you. And I was terrified that you wouldn't survive the surgery, and I was selfish. I was so fucking selfish because I told the doctor to do whatever it took. I did this to you. I did this because I couldn't. I need you. And now you're miserable and that's all on me because I'm selfish and I'm in love with you and I can't live without you. And I thought having you here, you know, being here with you while you got used to everything while you adjusted, I thought I don't know what I thought, but You're so sad. You are. Don't lie. I mean, I'm being painfully honest. Really, really painfully honest. You're miserable. And it's all my fault. This is all me. And I don't blame you for hating me. Because God knows I hate myself. How can you not hate me? I did this to you. I saved your life, but look what I did. Look what I did to you to save your life. Don't lie. You're miserable. I haven't seen you smile in weeks. I did this to you. I did this to you, and it must be hell being stuck in this apartment with me, not being able to leave. Don't be nice, you don't have to be nice. Just because I'm in love with you, it's not an excuse, it's just... I know I've been off, but I really tried not to be. It's just... Oh, it's not the fucking augmentations. How? It's not. It's you. No, it's you being here. Being here all the time. And you're so close. I mean, the only way I've managed to stay sane, being in love with you and being your best friend, is by having a bit of space, a bit of distance, but there's no distance because I don't want there to be distance because I'm so worried about you and I just want to be close to you. But when I'm close to you, I just, it's really hard not to say something. It's really hard not to reach out and touch your face. So it's not the fucking augmentations, it's the fact that you're here and I'm in love with you, and it's just... I'm shit at this. Emotions, I don't do emotions, you know that. You're the one that does emotions, and I just... We'll talk to the doctor. We'll get you set up with your monitoring system or whatever it takes. Just... I know that being here is... Did you really just say that I'm talking too much? Again, the first time you've ever said that to me. It's not that simple. It's not, fine, yes, I am acting so fucking strangely because I'm in love with you and being this close to you is really, really messing with my unable to cope with emotions head. Are you laughing? You're laughing, you're... I deserve it. I do. I'm not gonna lie, it hurts like a bitch, but... I deserve... What? No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're miserable. You're miserable being here with me. You are not in love with me. You... you're not. No. You're not in love with me. You're not. Well, if you're in love with me, why have you been so... You thought I saw you differently. Because I was acting so weird. Are you... I really need you not to be nice to me right now. I really need honesty. Okay. That's kind of rude. You're in love with me. You're in love with me, and I just see you. I don't see the implants. I don't see anything but you. It doesn't change anything. Nothing could ever change the way I see you, the way I feel about you. I couldn't let you die. I can't be without you. I love you so much. So, to just recap, you've been acting like me because... Well, kind of. I am kind of quiet and grumpy. Not that you were grumpy. I mean, a little. But you were acting like that because you thought that I wouldn't. That I couldn't. And I was... so... Are we? I was about to say, are we all right? Are we? How can we be all right after what they did to you? What those bastards did to you? No, I'm not letting it go. I can't let it go because I can't. Okay, I can put it aside, but I can't let it go. I love you. And I just see you. And I've been so fucking worried about you. You're right, I always worry about you. It's part of loving you. Yeah, it is kind of obvious. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And right now, we'll focus on you. We'll figure this love thing out. But there's gonna be a day when I make them pay. When I make them pay for what they did to you. A day when we make them pay. But that can wait. Everything can wait. I love you. I love you so much. I love you. saying that's going to take some getting used to. But I like it. I really, really like it. Especially when you say it bad like that. Darling, it's only been you. It's only ever been you. Alright. I really need to talk more. How about I start now? I love you. I love you. I love you.